in what we do.
Sure.
All of us to step back and take a look.
And even in regard to Second Amendment people and, you know, guns and all that, you know, this guy purchased 6,000 rounds to 8 weeks prior. I mean, perhaps, I don't know, I'm a gun advocate. I am. And obviously this is tragic. I don't want to go there with the whole guns aren't the problem thing. I believe in personal protection myself, but I think that maybe in the future, as part of the Patriot Act...
Should you be able to buy 6,000 rounds in a short amount of time?
With these things continuing to happen, now even as a gun enthusiast, it's making me say... Maybe there needs to be a change.
All right, so as a gun enthusiast, you know, the NRA, gun rights advocates, whatever, they're going to be listening, and they're going to go, oh, my gosh, Stephen Baldwin. What do you say to them?
Well, listen, it's like I said, you know, guns and weapons are part of our police force, military. They protect us. This, in the right hands, they do good. In the wrong hands, we stand here today. But I definitely think that maybe there should be some new thinking with the technology we have to monitor people when these types of situations occur.
People say when, you know, the people who designed our wrote our Constitution, but they didn't know about, you know, these automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons that can get off hundreds of rounds very quickly. That wasn't there. Do you believe that? And the second part of my question, do you think the gun lobby is too strong maybe in Washington?
Listen, I think as... You know, our nation advances and things change and things like this. Listen, I'm not going to deny that when things like this happen, it needs to be reevaluated. There's no question. I don't think it's right for people who are common sense, logical, you know, law abiding citizens to not have the right to bear arms and defend themselves. I agree with that, and I'm one of them.
I don't think anyone says that shouldn't happen,
but just
the amount of it and the ease, how easy it is to get it, right?
I think as we progress, we always have to step back and evaluate in the future what that means.
Yeah, very good. You're very careful, but you're very honest. I mean, you said it made you rethink yourself.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and again, with the Patriot Act, you know, there's monitoring and surveillance that's allowed to happen. I think that a red flag should have gone up when this guy bought 6,000 rounds or something in such a short period of time.
Stephen Baldwin, thank you. Next, my interview.